A decision in the 12-year-old case brought by Indian plaintiffs against the federal government over mismanagement of trust fund monies was announced today. The class action lawsuit sought $47 billion for more than a century of mismanaged funds related to land allotment payments. Initially, plaintiffs said more than $100 billion was probably missing, but U.S. District Court Judge James Robertson said $455 million is all that is owed to the account holders. Blackfeet Indian Eloise Cobell filed the initial suit. She says it's difficult to reconcile the court's ruling.
The beneficiaries have experienced mismanagement of this trust for over 120 years, and I'm just totally disappointed, to say the least. I believe that we presented a strong and compelling case that entitled the beneficiaries to much more. You know, the government admitted mismanagement of our trust funds and breach of trust for all these years.
In the past, plaintiffs won decisions saying the federal government needed to fix the broken system that managed the accounts, and also a decision that said it was impossible for the government to do an actual accounting because of missing records. Cobell says the trust accounts were not optional. They were forced on Native people.
And said the United States government is going to manage your money because you're all stupid. And so since the inception of time, we're supposed to be managing this money. And this is only money that we're talking about, money that was collected and supposedly deposited in individual Indian accounts. And there'd never been an audit from 1887 forward. And the $48 billion that we talked about came right from the government's own documents, their own records.
Native law attorney Lloyd Miller says although the history of mismanagement is longer in the lower 48, there are still several thousand Alaska Native account holders.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs is responsible for managing trust and restricted allotments in Alaska. So the BIA receives lease payments on those allotments and deposits those funds in IIM accounts. So there are certainly IIM account holders for the thousands of Alaska Natives who hold allotments under the Alaska Native Allotment Act.
Miller says there was general agreement about how much money came into the accounts, but disagreement about how much money actually was distributed to the rightful owners. But Miller says today's decision was narrow, and the ongoing dispute goes beyond just cash payments.
The government also manages the land. The government will issue a lease for land to be grazed by somebody or an oil and gas lease. Nothing in the judge's opinion relieves the United States of any liability for mismanaging the lands in that way. And it has been notoriously shown, many studies over many, many years, that the government has repeatedly mismanaged lands. It's sold timber below value, it's issued oil and gas leases below value, it's failed to monitor oil and gas lease payments.
Miller says there are numerous aspects of the historical mismanagement that will continue to be litigated. In Alaska, he says many of the allotment holders may have been missing out on payments owed by the state.
I've seen many instances where allotments happen to hold significant amounts of gravel. The state of Alaska would buy that gravel to build roads. Sometimes the state of Alaska would trespass on the allotment and just take the gravel. And the BIA's role in those situations should be to negotiate a fair market value for the sale of the gravel and to pursue any trespass if the gravel has been stolen. There will be in Alaska many of these kinds of allotments where there are gravel issues.
The Alaska Region 10 office of the BIA did not return phone calls for comment. Eloise Cobell says the plaintiff attorneys are reviewing today's decision and will decide whether or not to appeal.